Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A Missouri appeals court says Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's original right-to-work ballot summary language is fair, sufficient, and easily understood. Opponents of the language, who claim it was unfair and inadequate, could appeal to the state Supreme Court. A Missouri-based political expert thinks the state's Democratic senator did the right thing in last night's failure of the skinny repeal of Obamacare. Columbia College political scientist Terry Smith acknowledges that Missouri is increasingly becoming a Republican stronghold, but he thinks Democrat Claire McCaskill's won't be hurt by her vote against the GOP repeal plan.
First of all, I think this is what she believes as a Democrat. And secondly, I think it is the tactically smart thing for her to do.
McCaskill joined all of her fellow Democrats along with three Republicans to reject the scaled-down repeal of Obamacare. The University of Missouri School of Medicine has opened a $42 million center that will focus on training more doctors. During a dedication ceremony today with Cox Health and Mercy Springfield, the public-private partnership aims to address a critical shortage of physicians in Missouri and nationwide. A plane crash near Northeast Missouri's Ladonia has killed two Arkansas residents. Amy Higgins reports.
According to Sergeant Eric Brown with the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the plane was reported missing at 11:24 Thursday night after taking off from the Mexico Memorial Airport. The crash happened at 4:50 this morning, killing 41-year-old Bobby Faulkner and 41-year-old Shannon Faulkner. The pair had been heading to an air show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Reporting for Missouri Net, I'm Amy Higgins.
And Columbia officials say United Airlines will begin daily nonstop service from Columbia Regional Airport to Denver and Chicago on Tuesday. An Eastern Missouri man has been charged with arson for allegedly setting fire to a home with three people sleeping inside. The victims escaped. State offices in mid-Missouri's Cole County will close on August 21st for the total solar eclipse. The state says there will be no interruption to essential state services that day, including highway patrol and emergency management. And Missouri State Fair officials are taking the state's tougher ride inspections seriously. Fair Director Mark Wolf says this week's deadly carnival ride accident at Ohio State Fair is a tragic reminder of the need for such regulations.
There's at least one NARSO certified inspector from the independent source that is here every day. They re-inspect rides throughout the day, each day before they start up.
About 350,000 visitors are expected at the fair from August 10th to 20th in Sedalia. Find more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.